Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
Well, are the holidays over finally? Oh, okay, they are. Hope everyone had a happy new year. I know one person did, at least one person did. The winner of the Powerball on January 1, which was, if you're listening live, yesterday, they won an $842.4 million jackpot in Grand Blanc, Michigan, which is just, you know, just south of Flint there in Michigan. They bought it at the Food Castle of Grand Blanc. So if that's you, congratulations and happy new year to you. It's good to be back. Welcome. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. Yeah, there were some more winners in the Powerball as well. They had four tickets sold in California, Connecticut, Florida, and Maryland that win $1 million. Two tickets from Florida and Texas, which I was not one, matched all five white balls and won a $2 million in prizes. And there were additional, $50,000 prizes and $150,000 prizes. So congratulations to all those winners. Happy New Year to you. Ugh. And Happy New Year to those of you in 22 states that increased the minimum wage. Rolling in the cash at minimum wage. So the lowest wage allowed in Montana is now $10.30 an hour, $16 in New York, California, and Washington. Workers in Florida, Nevada, Oregon, D.C. will get a pay bump later in the year. Is it Nevada, Nevada, Nevada? I know. All the people from Nevada are really mad. Meanwhile, the federal minimum wage is still $7.25. Man, you are raking in some cash at $7.25 an hour. And it's that's the baseline in 20 states, $7.25 an hour. If you're working for that, you are working for the wrong place. I may have to double check what my contract breaks down to be because I feel like it's less than $7.25 an hour. But, you know, what do I know? Maybe that's just because of the inflation on everything that we, not only myself, but you, have to purchase these days. It's through the roof. I know. I know. And it may be something that we all have had to deal with over the years. It's just a different time. I was reading a post about, they were comments from the year 1957. And I don't know if they're real or not, because I feel like they say what we want them to say. But, they started off with, I'll tell you one thing. If things keep going the way they are, it's going to be impossible to buy a week's groceries for $20. I don't know if that's 1957. I'm afraid to send my kids to the movies anymore, ever since they let Clark Gable get away with saying damn in Gone with the Wind. It seems every movie now has either hell or damn in it. Yeah, it does, doesn't it? It does. Have you seen the new cars coming out next year? It won't be long before $5,000 will only buy a used one. Yeah, no kidding. Good luck buying a set of tires for $5,000 these days. If cigarettes keep going up, I'm going to quit. A quarter a pack is ridiculous. Right? It continues. I never thought I'd see the day all of our kitchen appliances would be electric. They're even making electric typewriters now. Okay, think of where. I mean, if this is true, and there's no, there's nobody putting their name to any of these. These are just newspaper comments from 1957. Minimum wage. If they raise the minimum wage to $1, nobody will be able to hire outside help at the store. I know. I think of that as the actual minimum wage for, many states, and 20 states is still $7.25 an hour. You're making almost a buck in 1957. That doesn't seem like that's a good deal. Again, I know. It's just me. The drive-in restaurant is convenient in nice weather, but I seriously doubt they will ever catch on. Now, this one, there's no sense going to Lincoln or Omaha anymore for a weekend. It costs nearly $15 a night to stay in a hotel. First of all, that's too much for Lincoln or Omaha, even in today's world. Oh, stop it. It's Lincoln and Omaha. It's fine. The great state of Nebraska. Way better than Ohio. I think we can all agree on that, can't we? It continues. If they think I'll pay 50 cents for a haircut, forget it. Right? Did you see where some baseball player just signed a contract for $75,000 a year just to play ball? Wouldn't surprise me if someday they're making more than the president. Well, you're not going to be surprised because they are. No one can afford to be sick anymore. $35 a day in the hospital? Too rich for my blood. Think about it. Those are just thoughts from 1957. And boy, if these are true statements, man, you can see that anytime this country is complaining about how much things cost and where we're headed. Okay, so sure, we had a little bit of beer-battered pollock fillets and beer-battered cod fillets recalled from the Food and Drug Administration, a nationwide recall. Tampa Bay Fisheries, Inc. is voluntarily recalling the products because it contains soy, which was not declared on the product label, and we cannot have that. We all know that, right? You put soy into a product and it's not on the label, shut it down. So they were sold at Whole Foods Market, the beer battered pollock fillets and the beer battered cod fillets. So if you're feeling ill, man, it is because the soy was in the product and it was not listed. So if you, I know, don't look at me, I know you got allergies, severe sensitivity to soy. It could be, you know, life-threatening allergic reaction. I get it. So you could bring it back for your money. You could throw it away. The thing is, no illnesses have been reported to date. But it could. It could happen. It could happen. All the product has been pulled from the shelves. And so if you still have some in your freezer and you haven't eaten the Whole Foods beer-battered pollock fillets or the beer-battered cod fillets, be careful, because they have soy in them, and it doesn't say it on the label, which is why, out of an abundance of caution, that they were voluntarily recalled. Uh-huh. Then we have, well, I guess this would be good news with our EVs. The United States government said that the subsidies that you can get for buying an EV, you can get them right there at the dealership. Now, no one is there buying them, but you can get them if you want them. You can snag up to $7,500 on the day you buy the electric car instead of waiting to claim it on your tax return. Now, that's not for all of them, like the Tesla Model 3S. And the Mustang Mach-E, yeah, you're not eligible for the tax break. So you can get those. Those are beautiful cars, but no, you're not getting a tax break at the dealership or on your taxes. So just move on. And those of you that were having issues with your new Chevrolet Blazer EVs, all, I don't know, two of you? Yeah, those have been recalled. Well, they're not recalled, okay? They're halting sales. And there was, you know, a little bit of an issue. Some the vice president of Global Chevrolet said that we're aware of a limited number of customers that have experienced software-related quality issues with their Blazer EV. Customer satisfaction is our priority, and as such, we will take a brief pause on new deliveries. I mean, this is the same car, the Blazer EV, that had the issue with the guy, the media guy, was doing inside EVs, and he was, you know, traveling with the blazer. Ooh, that was not good. He was taking the new Blazer EV on a drive. The infotainment screen goes blank. The car said it was unable to charge. The vehicle failed to even continue to proceed. And so that's when he just rented a car, an internal combustion powered rental car, you know, one that run by gasoline. And he continued on his trip. So look, hey, GM said, though, this is not related to the Ultium or Google built-in. So the sale is, you know, the stop sale is just until we issue a software update to remedy these concerns. Yeah, I would say so. If the infotainment screen goes blank, you're unable to charge. Oh, I forgot to mention the window switches stopped working. Yeah, don't worry about it. Your warning lights are all over the place. In fact, 23 fault code problems came up on the one-man Kevin Williams inside EV's drive. So I'll just get a gas-powered car and move on. Yeah, I hate those fossil fuels, though. Man, do I hate those fossil fuels. Then we have a ship just on fire. A ship of, I don't know, lithium ion batteries on the ship, just burning. Yeah, we're going to just let it burn. Wait, what? Yes. The cargo ship just caught on fire. Caught on fire offshore of Alaska, and they tried to extinguish the flames to no avail. So the fire started on Christmas Day, and the ship owner, a spokesperson for the ship owner, Wisdom Marine Group, the crew released carbon dioxide into the hold, sealed it over concerns of an explosion. So now the Coast Guard is there, and it was going into the Un-Alaska, which is beautiful this time of year. It's one of the busiest fishing ports, actually, in Un-Alaska, the Aleutian Islands community. It was going to dock there. No, not anymore. No, we're sitting that off the coast. No, we don't want anything coming to the coast. They're just letting it burn. No, we're not coming any closer than 2 miles to the coast. And the safety of Un-Alaska residents and the surrounding communities are top priority. Now, the owners have said there's no oil leaks associated with the incident. I would say there's no oil leaks yet. A team of marine firefighting experts late Friday said that there's no signs of structural deformation or blistering outside of the cargo hold. Uh-huh. Now, there's a team remaining on the ship. They got the crew off, but there's a team that remains on the ship to evaluate the situation. And now, according to Marine Traffic website, the ship had the carrying capacity of more than 13,000 tons and sails under the flag of Panama. Now, I don't know how many batteries are on the ship, but the picture of it is just sitting off the coast of Un-Alaska, and they're just letting it burn. Good times. Good times for the battery world. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. All right, be sure to follow me on the social media accounts at JeffyJFR on X, Jeff Fisher Radio on Instagram and Facebook, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher on YouTube. Be sure to subscribe to Chewing the Fat, this show that you're listening to right now. If you're not a subscriber and you're listening, you're freeloading, and nobody likes a freeloader, okay? Everybody likes free stuff. The show is free. All you have to do is pick a platform that you enjoy and subscribe, but don't be listed on your friend's phone and using their platform. No, nobody likes a freeloader. Okay, so subscribe to Chewing the Fat. Also, you can order a cameo from me at JeffyJFR on Cameo. That's not free, but it is fun, and you can order a cameo. Just go to Cameo at JeffyJFR and tell me what you want. Happy, glad, sad, mad, meaner, whatever you need, and I'll do it. So I got an email, chewingthefat@theblaze.com, by the way. You can email the show anytime. That's how the internet works. I got an email from Grampy in Alabama, and was signed by Grampy in Alabama. And it's a very good email. It poses an interesting question. Okay, so here's the email. Jeffy, I know and understand the rule. Hey, what are you listening to? Okay, so the rule, if you're not familiar with the rule, if you are a subscriber to Chewing the Fat, if someone asks you, hey, what are you listening to? Your first answer as a subscriber to Chewing the Fat must be Chewing the Fat. That's just the way it is. I know you're going to listen to other stuff, but, you know, your answer as a subscriber has to be Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. Those are the rules. You know, I don't make them up. Well, actually, I do. But those are the rules. But recently, a situation almost came up, and I realized I wouldn't have known what to do. Okay. I deliver groceries. Usually, I carry everything from my car to the house myself, but sometimes the customer comes out to help. Isn't that special? Because I work all day, and you only work an hour or so. Okay. All right, just calm down with that. All right, I work a lot more than that, but a little jab in the heart there. It's okay. I have to fill the time with other podcasts. I know that. That's what I've said all along. One of them is a Joe Rogan stand-up comedy show called Kill Tony. All right, I mean, that's a fine show. I appreciate that. It was playing loudly on the car speakers and was funny enough to make me laugh out loud as the customer came up to help me unload my trunk. Now they didn't ask. If he had asked me what I was listening to right then, what is the Chewing the Fat policy? Is it only the earphones? Love the show, and thank you very much. And he also said that he likes me when I show up on Mojo 5-0. I do a weekly little fun hit with Brad and Ron over there at the, is it the Real Daily Mojo or Daily Mojo, the Real? I don't know. It's just, you know what I'm talking about. Just go to, what is it, mojo50.com or the Real Daily Mojo or whatever it is, the Daily Mojo, whatever it is. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, Brad is so mad at me right now for that. So here's the deal. The rule is, when asked, what are you listening to? Your answer as a subscriber of Chewing the Fat is Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. That's the rule. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Now, I know this rule needs to be, you know, it needs to be thought out a little bit, but the rule is the rule. Now, obviously, if the person says, that doesn't sound, that's Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher, well, that's when you would say, no, that right there, that's Joe Rogan's stand-up comedy show, Kill Tony. But you should listen to Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. See, you followed the rule. Now you've told the truth, and you've also promoted the show. So, I mean, the rule's the rule. When asked, you must answer Chewing the Fat. Duh. So I was I watched a lot of TV over the break and a lot of different shows. I started rewatching some shows. Reacher, by the way, on Prime. What are you doing with this one episode a week thing? This is just driving me crazy. It's been really good, but having to wait for it on a weekly basis is really, I don't know, it's really agonizing. I wanted them to just drop the whole thing. Then I was looking at the top most watched primetime telecasts of 2023. Now, of course, the top one, number one, is the Super Bowl. The 114, almost 115 million people. And then you get into the championship games of NFL. So the top, I think, 15 are NFL games. And then you have the Oscars jumping into 19 million. So all the NFL games, the top 14 are over 20 million. You get into 45 and 50 million for the playoffs that are, you know, 1, 2, and 3, 114 for the Super Bowl. And then you have the Oscars at 15. And then we're back to NFL games until 22, where you have Next Level Chef. Okay, Next Level Chef, Season 2, Episode 1. That's Gordon Ramsay. Now, that's a time slot hit if there ever was one. Oh, when was this show on? I don't know. 2/12/23. What did this show follow? I know. The Super Bowl. So this either, and I don't, I honestly, I don't know when it aired. So it was either pre-Super Bowl or after Super Bowl. I'm sure it was probably post-Super Bowl because they probably promoted it during the Super Bowl. I just don't remember. And then we're back to NFL until, I don't know, 31, you get into the NCAA basketball championship. A lot of sports, all sports except for Gordon Ramsay, which was the time slot hit around the Super Bowl. The Grammy Awards got $13 million at 36. NBA Finals at 35. So 35 and 36 are not NFL games. So just incredible. All these shows, getting big numbers, and they're mostly NFL games. I mean, we know that. But when you start getting down into some of the shows that had huge ratings, like this Accused, Season 1, Episode 1, on 1/22/23. That's absolutely a time slot hit. It's after a football game. And the first episode was actually pretty good. The others, I think I've watched most of those episodes of The Accused. And the first one was pretty good. And there were maybe a couple of The Accused. They're different stories each week, and it was just and then NCIS Hawaii, definitely a time slot hit, although I continue to watch it because it's NCIS, but all these shows are time slot hits. 60 Minutes, that's before that airs, right around after football, before football. NCIS, a lot of FBIs and NCISs, most of those are, I like them and I watch them, but they're kind of like time slot hits. And those all have 9-10 million viewers. Blue Bloods, a lot of Blue Bloods in here, which, season 13, episode 14, it was huge. Almost 10 million people are watching that. So, a lot of Blue Bloods, and we know that they re-upped. The only show on here that I have not, that I can't get into, and I've tried a couple times, is Chicago Fire. Not really sure. I mean, I've watched it a couple times, and it's okay. Yeah, it's all right. I guess it's one of, just another bougie television show, but I've got other shows to get to. No time for Chicago Fire. All right. I see where Fire Country. Is that the name of it? Fire Country? I think it is. That just re-upped. So we got new shows coming out soon on the networks during January and after the Super Bowl for sure. Yellowstone. Season 5, episode 8, The Knife and No Coin, that had 11.5 million. So I mean, there's some people watching some of these shows. That's pretty good. I'm really surprised that they gave the numbers, these NFL games, on Prime Video. I was wondering, hey, I wonder what Prime is getting for their Thursday night games. And I think the highest rated Thursday night game. Let's take a look at the highest rated Thursday night game for Prime. It's probably about 11 or 12 million. That's pretty good, I think, for a separate app. You're looking at 9/14. The Philadelphia Eagles and the Minnesota Vikings, 15 million. And then, there's 15 million. Next one is 15 million, Seattle, Dallas. So, and then 14 million. That's pretty good. You're getting over 15, over 10 million for those Prime games. I feel like Prime is getting their money's worth for that. And I will say that I did watch the 60 Minutes, the season 55, episode 17, Prince Harry and Hans Zimmer. That was a pretty good episode. And that had 12,464,000 people, of which I was one. Don't get me started on the production of the NFL Prime shows, though. I've got real issues. We may have even covered that. I've got some real issues with the NFL on Prime. But they're getting some pretty decent numbers. And that's with the NFL. Of course they are. Then we have some new movies coming out this year. We've got Joker and Dune. Whoa, can't wait for that Dune, huh? We have the Amy Winehouse biopic, Back to Black. And we have a new A24 film about a civil war in modern day America. Aha! Yeah, that's the one. I think I see the promos for that with Kirsten Dunst. Anyway, so we have that. I did watch The Creator. I don't know if we talked about this or not, but I watched The Creator. And, I really liked the movie. I like John David Washington. That's Denzel's son. And I like the premise of the movie, war between humans and robots, former soldier finds the secret weapon, the robot, in the form of a young child. Again, I like the whole premise behind it. The only thing that bugged me through the whole movie, and it's just me, it's fine, I get it. The only thing that bugged me is that, of course, And I say, of course, because that it has to be this way in today's world. The U.S. is the bad guy, and China is the good guy. And I mean, even in the movie, what happens when we win the war? There'll be peace, because that's what China wants. Okay. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Other than that, though, the whole... Just remember, okay? U.S. bad, China good, and we'll all get along. And speaking of football and why they are the top shows that people watch, I mean, the football college weekend this weekend, along with the NFL, was tremendous. The two playoff games yesterday were so much fun to watch. Congratulations to the University of Michigan Wolverines. Hail to the victors as they beat Alabama, and they will take on Washington, the Huskies from Washington. Both teams undefeated this year. Both teams, Washington beat Texas, Michigan beat Alabama, and they will play in the national championship next Monday, which will be fantastic. It'll be fun to watch. I don't know who will win that game. I have a feeling it felt like Michigan is the team to be reckoned with, and they are on a mission. Then, having said that, I think Washington is a team that's on a mission, and they both teams have players and coaches that specifically came back this year to make it to the national championship, and they did. So this game next week will be fantastic. There was so much fun to watch the playoff games, and there were some great college games over the holidays, great NFL games over the holidays, just fun to watch. And that's why these athletic events are number one, why people watch, why you have 20 to 50 to 100 million people watching games, because they're new and they're so much fun to watch, and you're watching top level athletes play their sport, and it's just a really, really fun. And my Mizzou Tigers, MIZ, won the Cotton Bowl, beat the Ohio State Buckeyes. Couldn't have been happier. Still not a huge fan of the head coach of the Missouri Tigers, but he just got an extension on his contract because he had a great year. We'll see how that pans out. Contracts really are, you know, don't mean much in today's world, but congratulations to Eli Drinkwitz, who is the head coach of the Mizzou Tigers. Then we had the Pop-Tart Bowl, where the Pop-Tart gets put into a toaster and pops out non-edible version. It was just really fun to watch. We had the Cheez-It Bowl, where they had the Cheez-It guy, the non-edible Cheez-It. No, the Pop-Tart guy was edible. And their trophy, the Pop-Tart trophy is awesome. It's really tall, and it's got emblazoned Pop-Tarts on all sides of the trophy. And at the top, there's a football that has the toaster slices in it where you put two real Pop-Tarts. Really, really funny. And it was fun to see the coach get dumped with a bucket full of Cheez-Its after the victory. It was just the whole... I mean, hello. It's college football. I love college football. Don't get me wrong, I love football, NFL as well, but college rules the roost. But now we're in the heat of the battle in the NFL as the playoffs are about to begin. You know what else is about to begin? We are going to see the original Mickey and Minnie Mouse Steamboat Willie characters in some very strange predicaments. Some very strange predicaments. The early version of Walt Disney's Mickey Mouse enters the public domain. So Steamboat Willie, the character available for public use, is out there in the open now. It's only the original versions of Mickey and Minnie as they appear in Steamboat Willie that are up for grabs. You don't get to use the characters with the white gloves and the red pants and the polka dots and the high-pitched voice. Those are all still off limits. But man, oh man, are we going to see, you know, the Mickey Mouse horror movies? We were fortunate enough to see the Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey. Who didn't love that movie? And so there's going to be some really good Mickey Mouse Steamboat Willie versions coming soon. I know, I think we've already got a game, right? There's a public domain game jam. And then, so I guess we're already going to have, you know, unhinged Mickey Mouse hunting players in the dark. So be ready for Steamboat Willie Mickey Mouse doing some very, very strange things that you wouldn't ordinarily see. But Disney let it go. Sorry, you know what? We're not going to worry about the copyright for that any longer. Okay. I know there's a whole bunch of things that are now open to the public with the public domain on these copyrights. They claim that thousands of copyrighted works from 1928 are entering the public domain. Sound recordings from 1923. Who doesn't love those? And they have a list of all these books and plays and films that are now open. Public domain. You can do with them what you want. These musical compositions, sound recordings. Let's see the sound recordings. Who's Sorry Now? Recorded by Lewis James, the Happy Six, the original Memphis Five, is now in the open. Bambolina. Oh, hello. By the Ray Miller Orchestra. Hello. Who doesn't love that? So... Ooh, they might end up using this one, though, if Michigan wins the national championship, because the Wolverine Blues are recorded by Benson Orchestra of Chicago. That's in the open domain, the public domain now. So that's almost a title of a canon show. Tonight's episode, Wolverine Blues. And I think my favorite from Winnie the Pooh, although Blood and Honey's pretty good. There was one company, it was a toilet paper company, I think a sustainable toilet paper company. I can't remember their name now. They used Winnie the Pooh as, the 100-acre wood has been cut down, and Pooh and Christopher Robin can't climb trees, and Owl's home is a mere stump. That's a good movie, too. I know it's a commercial, and it's for, sustainable toilet paper, which, give me a break, but that's funny. The 100-acre wood cut down. Pooh and Christopher Robin, no trees to climb. Owl's home, a stump. I don't know if they had Tigger's gravestone there or not. What would be on Tigger's gravestone? Was the only one? Speaking of gravestones, who died today? Who died today? Well, first, let's start with Tom Wilkinson. Tom Wilkinson, the veteran actor. You'd know him if you've seen him when you see the picture. I mean, if you think, who's Tom Wilkinson? As soon as you see him, you go, oh, yeah. But you remember him from The Full Monty. He's been in a ton of movies. Emmys and Academy Award nominations. The guy was awesome. He was in a lot of movies, a lot of shows. Born in the UK in 1948. He was, really smart. He was in so much stuff. Very sad. He has passed away at the age of 75. Tom Wilkinson, dead at the age of 75. I know what you're thinking. It doesn't say that. It does say that he died suddenly at home with his wife and family. So, there's that. Then we have, rest in peace, Tom Wilkinson. Then we have Gaston Glock. Yes, Gaston Glock, dead at the age of 94. Gaston Glock, the engineer and tycoon, and he really has been like a reclusive tycoon, who developed one of the world's best-selling handguns, died at the age of 94. Now, Gaston, like Tom Wilkinson, was just an interesting cat. He bucked the system quite a bit, Gaston Glock. Don't look at me like that. He died at the age of 94. It doesn't say what he died from. The announcement didn't give a cause for death or any other details. So why don't you just shut up, okay? It's 65% of U.S. federal, state, and local agencies, according to the company, use the Glock. And the anti-gun people do not like him. Now, he rarely responded to criticism from activists. I mean, I remember during the big divorce they had, he and his wife, it seems like forever ago, so probably in the 2010s, something like that, they had the big divorce, and his wife just, you know, said he was like King Lear, and he was just a recluse, weird kind of dude. However, he would not join other weapon manufacturers in signing a voluntary gun control deal with the U.S. government. He was like, that is not happening. So rest in peace, Gaston Glock, dead at the age of 94. Here we go again. A Florida woman is suing Hershey after she says she was deceived by the chocolate brand's packaging of its holiday-themed items. Were you deceived by the packaging? Okay, so this proposed federal class action lawsuit by plaintiff Cynthia Kelly of Hillsborough County, Florida, that's, Tampa, stated she was filing on behalf of herself and all other similarly situated individuals who purchased a Reese's peanut butter product based on false and deceptive advertising. Wow. Hershey's labels for the products are materially misleading, and numerous consumers have been tricked and misled by the pictures on the product's packaging. Okay, so it was filed in the United States District Court Middle District of Florida on the 28th of 2023. The products include Reese's Peanut Butter Pumpkins, Reese's White Pumpkins, Reese's Pieces Pumpkins, Reese's Peanut Butter Ghost, Reese's White Ghost, Reese's Peanut Butter Bats, Reese's Peanut Butter Footballs, Reese's Peanut Butter Shapes, Assortment, Snowman, Stocking Bells. The Hershey Company said it's, she's falsely representing several Reese's Peanut Butter products as containing explicit carved out artistic designs when there are no such carvings on the actual products. I will say this, and this is going to come as a surprise to you. I do have some Reese's Peanut Butter products in my possession. One is the Peanut Butter Nutcrackers from the holiday. Now, this isn't Halloween. Her stuff is all wrapped around Halloween, I know. Mine is wrapped around Christmas. But I will say that the Nutcrackers looks like it's got nutcrack. I looked at the product and I was like, well, okay, so the package, the wrapping looks like a nutcracker. Now, when I open it up, do I care if it looks like a nutcracker? I do not. I would say, oh, okay, so it's just in the shape of a would-be nutcracker. Is it chocolate and peanut butter? Yes, that's what I care about. So I open up the product, and oh my gosh, they do have a little stamp of the nutcracker on the chocolate for this. Now, let's check out the Reese's Milk Chocolate Peanut Butter Christmas Trees. This one is just, actually, the package just doesn't say Christmas Trees. You can't have that on a package. It just says Peanut Butter Trees. I wouldn't want you to think that it was a Christmas tree. That would just be horrible. All right, so let's open up the package of the tree. And the cutout is of a tree. That's it. There's no little stampings on it or anything like that. It is just a tree that looks similar to a Christmas tree, but it is not a Christmas tree. Otherwise, they would have said that, and they don't. So this is just another case of someone, you know, pissed that they're, I can't believe that we're saying we're mad because the Halloween candy, let me see exactly, the Reese's White Pumpkins, I'm not sure what she's claiming, that they didn't have explicit carved out artistic designs when there are no such carvings on the actual products. Okay. This will not go through for sure. There's the litigation between the fast food restaurants where the food, you know, was looking. They were saying, trying to claim that the pictures were different than what was actually being served. And the judge is like, yeah, no, that's fine. And she's seeking $5 million. Hershey's do not give her any money. Do not give her. If you give her money, I'm going to be pissed because I don't care. If someone were to give me a Reese's peanut butter product that was supposed to be a pumpkin, I would say, oh, look, that doesn't look like some kind of pumpkin shape. Yes. Is it peanut butter or and chocolate? Yes, it is. Okay, that's fine. Thank you. But hey, good luck. Good luck to Cynthia Kelly from Hillsborough County, Florida, and your lawsuit against Reese's peanut butter products. And I'll leave you with the joke of the day. Joke for the day. Not joke of the day, joke for the day. Whatever you want to call it. You call it that. It's just a joke, okay? And it goes something like this. So I was at a bar last night, and the waitress screamed, "Anyone know CPR?" And I said, "Hell, I know the entire alphabet." Everyone laughed. Well, everyone except this one guy.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.